The OTB Podcast Network. With Green Farm on the go. Snack smart with 100% natural protein-powered chicken bites.
That is how you get back to winning ways.
I mean, obviously went exactly as United, not even as they would have planned it, better than they could possibly have hoped. That shows what you need to do to sort out your home form is have the opposition get someone sent off in 76 seconds and you're sorted.
What did Manchester United do right last night?
They played really well. It's obviously they were playing against 10 men for the entirety of the game, but at no point did you get a feeling that Southampton were going to see it out. I mean, I remember years and years ago, I think in 95-96, United, a much better United team than this, played Leeds. And can't remember who was in there. I think it was maybe Mark Beeney, and he got sent off at early doors, so Lucas Radebe went in goal. And it took a late goal from Roy Keane for United to win the game. And during this game, you never had the slightest inkling that that was going to happen. They moved the ball really well. They stayed patient without losing their intensity. And they scored some really good goals.
It's amazing when we now look at what's coming up over the next couple of days, how one result can totally change how we view even that Manchester City against Liverpool game. And of course, with two games in hand, City are still going to be favourites here. But there is a real optimism, I'd imagine, amongst Manchester United fans about what Liverpool might be able to do for United on Sunday.
Yeah, I think one of the things that occurred to me last night, actually, was because the games come so quickly this season, you get real value for your form. So if you hit a vein of form, then you're going to have games and games and games and games before it runs out again. So if we see the run that United went on after their rubbish at the beginning of the season, if you look at what Arsenal have done recently, they found some good form and there was just so many games that they kept winning and it took them right up the table. You're seeing it with Liverpool at the moment. Even though United beat Liverpool in the Cup the weekend before last, you could see during that game Liverpool was starting to get it back. And then they played really well against Tottenham. And then there was another game, boom, they played really well against that against West Ham. And then we've got another game coming up after that. And you've seen it with City also, who've just gone on a run. And they're playing so well. And there's just games and games and games. So I think the Liverpool-City will be a really interesting game at the weekend because you've got both sides who are starting to run into form and both sides starting to feel like themselves. So, I mean, that does work well for United. And I felt like they were kind of criticised for the draw against Arsenal. And it was understandable because they didn't play that well. They made enough chances to win. They didn't really play well enough to win. And they were playing an Arsenal team that was depleted. But because City and Liverpool are playing each other at the weekend, and City's games in particular are going to start to get difficult now, you've kind of felt that if United could win the next two, if they could beat Southampton, and then if they can beat Everton on Saturday night, then they'll actually be in a strong position to contend for the title again. And I mean, who knows if we're actually just pretending that United can contend for the title, but they're still there right now. And if Liverpool and City is a draw and United beat Everton, then United are right in amongst it again.
The interesting thing about Saturday night, I felt, was that the reaction to maybe United's lack of ruthlessness was a tad overblown, especially from the manager's standpoint. I mean, we mentioned this yesterday, putting Anthony Martial on once Scott McTominay had to come off was a sign of a good attacking mindset from the manager. The same was evident last night, shouting for his team to go for goals late in the game. That ruthlessness from Solskjaer at the moment is starting to become more and more evident.
Yeah, I mean, you can hear him shouting 10 minutes to go, 10 minutes to go, more goals. And I think that's quite important because on the one hand, I was pretty surprised Bruno Fernandes came out for the second half. I mean, you can only imagine the conversation that went on in the dressing room there. Like, yeah, you best not be taking me off, son. Where the kind of roles were almost reversed. But because he's looked tired lately. But I think what they did was he had players that needed goals, and he kept them on, or put them on, to get those goals. So he put Anthony Martial on, he scored twice. The first goal in particular was really nicely taken. Bruno Fernandes got a goal, got a couple of assists, and people have been saying, well, he hasn't done that for a few games now. And he allowed players to play themselves into form, and the players that he has in reserve are good enough so that if you do put them on, you don't necessarily shut the game down in a way that sometimes the squad is good but not so good, where when a team's looking to give players a run who haven't played very much lately or who need a goal, you sometimes feel that there's a drop off. And that didn't really happen with United. And what they did was they kept working Southampton, they kept working them, and they got their reward for that at the end, because tired legs and tired minds lead to late goals. And that was always been a hallmark of United teams that win. I mean, I think there are different kinds of ruthlessness, and this was cashing in when there was a lot of goals to be had and the boost to the confidence, but it's not the same as a game like Arsenal or even a game like Sheffield United, where you don't make many chances and you have to be ruthless in taking them. And that is still a problem with this team, and that is something that they're probably going to have to solve if they're going to be really successful.
Daniel, in terms of it being a confidence boost for the strikers, though, Martial, 7 games without a goal going into this one. Cavani and Rashford had also been short of goals in recent games. I'm sure going into this important spell, as you mentioned, Everton this weekend, West Ham and the Cup coming up in 10 days' time, I'm sure this is a big boost to get those strikers back scoring goals again.
Yeah, for sure. Because, I mean, one of the reasons United are up there in the first place, one of the main reasons United are up there in the first place, is because they've got a lot of goals in them. So if they're behind in a game, as we've seen a lot, then they have players on the pitch you can change the game, and also always players on the bench you can come on and change the game, even when the team themselves aren't playing that well. Even when the strikers themselves aren't playing that well, because United haven't scored freely, particularly this season, particularly at home, but they found a way of doing enough. And a lot of the games have been tight, but the ability that they have, the ability that their forwards have, or almost the top level that their forwards have, is high, even if the consistency level is less high. So you kind of always expect them to score. And that's what we've been seeing. And the more the confidence grows, provided it doesn't turn into overconfidence, and these players are certainly capable of that, but then it means that they'll be in a good position to find something that they need to win games. Although, as we've seen, they couldn't find it against Sheffield United, and they should have done. They couldn't find it against Arsenal. And they couldn't find it against Liverpool in the league either. It's that, and that's the other ruthlessness I was talking about, that ruthlessness of in a game where you only get 2 or 3 chances of finding a way to take one.
Luke Shaw got a rest for the second half last evening. I thought he was really impressive in the first half. Some good crosses coming in, provided a good overlap down the left. Now that he's had a run without injuries and getting a bit of form, I've been really impressed by Shaw over the last couple of months.
I think we've been able to see this coming, but only to a certain extent. At the end of last season in particular, after lockdown, he was forming a great partnership with Rashford on the left, and they were forming a good understanding, and he was getting forward. And the only thing really that was missing was the goals and assists, because he was a threat, and United's attack was focused on that side, partly because they had problems on the right. But I am surprised, I must say, by how good he now appears to be, because... And I've said this a lot, that Luke Shaw is one of those players who looked to have got where he'd got to on talent. There didn't seem to have been a lot of thinking about it. There didn't seem to have been that much hard work either. And I know, like, there would have been a certain element of work. Like, he's not out boozing every night like a teenager or a student or whatever. He's not doing that. But in terms of living and thinking and preparing like a footballer, it didn't seem like there was very much of that going on. And Ole and the coaches have found a way of unlocking that. And physically, I mean, it's all there. Like, he can run, he's good on the ball, he's strong, he's decent in the air, and he's fast. And what's happened, I think, with the change is there's a change in intensity. And it was interesting what Ole said last night. He said something like, we talked about Luke Shaw going forward, and we've been making him do that, we've been forcing him to do that. And it's taken a lot for them to get him to this point. But I think with Luke Shaw, it's a lot about confidence. And he hasn't had the confidence to feel that he can go forward. He probably hasn't felt like he could, because if you're not that kind of classic proper football man, English footballer personality, which he isn't, then having the confidence to take responsibility upon yourself and to believe you can do things, when you've got a manager saying that it was your legs and his brain out there, like that kind of behaviour, and you're someone who probably needs confidence and praise, and he does very much seem like that, then it's understandable why it took him so long to get there. If you then marry that with changing managers, weird managers, a terrible career-threatening injury, all those things, and now he's in a situation where he's playing every week, there's competition for his place, the team are winning, and he's sort of someone who it felt like he eased into playing in a good team without quite being one of the reasons for why the team got good. And now the team are good, he's a really big reason as to why they're getting better. Because one of the things they didn't have was, and that all good modern teams have, is thrust from fullback. And he's now supplying that. And I mean, I know it's fewer games, but Aaron Wan-Bissaka seems to be supplying that on the other side as well. I said a couple of weeks ago that what he seemed to be adding to his game was some ball carrying. And he lacks a bit of deftness and a bit of dexterity with his feet, such that sometimes when you watch him play, it's staggering to think that he got to youth level as a winger, because he doesn't even look like under 11 level as a winger sometimes. But what he has got is the ability to carry the ball, because he's strong, he's fast, and he's hard to stop. But what we're adding now, what we're seeing from him now, is also his confidence. We're seeing him scoring a great goal last night at the back post. But aside from that, we're seeing better crosses. We're seeing more intention to hit the byline. And it seems to almost be that same kind of process, because he is another one who doesn't seem to be like that forceful, classic British football personality either. But he's being given the confidence to go out there and express himself. And just because you're not a forceful personality, and this is just doesn't apply to football, just because you're, I mean, let's call it an introvert, it doesn't mean you don't have anything to say. And I think that's what we're seeing now from both United's fullbacks, is that they've got something to say, and they're in an environment that is nurturing and supportive, and they're going out there and they're saying it. And yeah, it's really encouraging to see.
Do you stick to the starting 11 or close to it for the next couple of weeks, Daniel, as long as Manchester United are winning games? And does Paul Pogba get a look in again?
Yeah, I'd expect to see Pogba back against Everton. Everton, the thing with Everton is, and also Southampton to a certain extent, Southampton are likely to run you off the pitch. And I think that's why we saw Fred and McTominay last night, because Southampton play a running game, they play a high pressing game, and also they were tired. So if I think the way Ole would have thought about it was, if you play two runners in midfield, then they would be able to compete with Southampton physically, that would allow the quality to take over. And also, there was probably a chance that Southampton were going to try and play a game that they weren't quite equipped for, because they've got a lot of injuries and they've got a lot of players who played a lot of games, and physically United's players are better rested than that. It's not to say United's players aren't tired, because I know for a fact that they are, because I've heard that they are from the dressing room. But they've had, for sort of different reasons, they've played a lot of games because they played all the way through last season in games that were consequential right until the end. Then their players played internationals, and they didn't really get much of a break in a physical or a mental break, and they had to keep going. But they've been rotated quite a lot. Like Fred and McTominay, for example, are playing maybe once a week, sometimes twice a week, but not always. Against Everton, it's a kind of different game. I don't think it will be as physical a game in terms of the pressing that will go on. And Everton, but Everton will come and play. So I'm sure that Pogba will come back in at the weekend for that. And the question really is, does Pogba come back in place of Fred or McTominay, or does he come in place of probably Mason Greenwood? And how attacking are United going to try and be? Because again, when United play these kind of mid-ranking teams like Everton, not mid-ranking teams, but sort of upper middle teams like Everton, like Arsenal, they have this situation where they can either open the game up, but in recognition of the fact that the opposition have some really good players that can hurt them, or they can be slightly more conservative, but feel that they still have the better attacking players, so they're likely to win. When United played away to Everton, they played Fred, McTominay and Bruno. But that was at a point when Pogba wasn't really doing anything, so he wasn't playing very much. But at this point, I'd be very surprised to see Pogba not back in. The question is whether it's for Fred or McTominay, one of those two, or for Mason Greenwood, I think.
Daniel, do we expect a response from Everton this weekend? Yeah, they were very poor against Newcastle last week. Threw away a couple of points with a Pickford mistake during the midweek of last week too. What are we expecting from Everton this Saturday?
Everton are a good side. So, I mean, when you prepare to play a team, you would always expect them to produce their best. I mean, that would be what you would do as a manager and a coach. Prepare for their best and hope for their worst. But, you don't know what Everton are going to turn up and do, but it seems unlikely they're going to turn up and play badly enough to lose at home to Newcastle badly in consecutive games, because their players are too good for that. As you find with all teams, is during the course of the season, you will lose some games that you don't expect to lose. And because City and Liverpool have been so consistent over the last couple of years, that's almost gone out of the game and we've forgotten about it. But it always happens. It's always happened, pretty much. So it's no, like Liverpool lost to Burnley the other week, United lost to Sheffield United. It's just that kind of thing will always happen. And it's going to keep happening. City drew home to West Brom. So it shouldn't be that surprising that Everton lost to Newcastle, because they're a good team, but they're not one of the best teams. So I think that we'll see something better from Everton at the weekend. Yeah, at the weekend than we saw in that game.
Daniel Harris, great stuff as always. Thanks a million.
See you again. Have a good day, everyone.
Farm on the go. Snack smart with 100% natural, protein-powered chicken bites.